Welcome to Local Matters. I'm your host, Jeremy Wendt, talking with Mary Jane Allen, principal of North Cumberland Elementary. Now, it's elementary, but what's your grade span?
So our grade span at North Cumberland Elementary School is pre-K through 8.
Pre-K through 8. Okay, so almost more of an elementary slash middle school. It's hard to gauge that sometimes when you go by the elementary status, but so do you like that K-8 style, that K-8 span? Or does it create, and we can talk a little more about that in a minute, but I know that as a parent, let me spin that back around. As a parent with multiple children, I really liked the K-8 style of school. It was very convenient as a parent.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that pre-K through 8, or if you have separate middle schools, definitely both have their positives and strengths and weaknesses. The school I'm at, I wouldn't change my school for the world.
Mm-hmm.
The middle school concept of having 6th, 7th, and 8th really helps students gain independence before they get to high school. We do have a little bit of an academic dip when you have a middle school and a high school, but that corrects itself during freshman year. And we see that students are more resilient. They are self-advocating when they have the opportunity to be in a middle school.
Okay. Very fun. All right. So just a little sidebar. I was thinking about the K-8 style, and you never know with just by the name what grade bands you have. So introduce yourself. Tell me a little bit about yourself, how you got here today, how you ended up principal at a school in Cumberland County.
Absolutely. So I'm originally from Canada, and I came to Tennessee to go to college. I visited multiple colleges. I chose Tennessee Tech, or they chose me, Wings Up, which is a wonderful opportunity. And the college has really grown. I'm excited to see what it has become and really glad to say that I have 3 degrees from there and be a part of Tennessee Tech and be an Eagle. So I've been in education as an educator, an instructional coach, an assistant principal, and a principal since 1992. I really want to put my hand over my mouth as I say that.
Just a few years.
But I wouldn't find myself being involved in a career for this amount of time if I didn't absolutely love what I do. I really believe firmly that God, family, and education change the life of a child. It's my Instagram little motto.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a monopoly on one of those things in education because our children come through the door every morning. So I believe it's something we have to do really well. So I've been very fortunate in my career. Everywhere I have been has been the best place I have been. I've been in pre-K through 8 buildings. I started my career way back in 1992 at Homestead Elementary School in Cumberland County.
Okay.
I traveled with my husband with his career, and so went on to be a language arts coordinator in schools in Ohio for a very large district, middle schools.
Okay.
Traveled eventually and settled in Kingsport, Tennessee, and had the opportunity there to continue as a teacher, an educational instructional coach, assistant principal. So with that, I've had lots of different experiences, lots of different opportunities to work with different styles of leaders, different teachers, different communities, rural and suburban, as well as traveled multiple countries and multiple states, training other school districts in some initiatives that they had set forth. So I've been doing this a while, and I still like it, love it as much as I did the first day I started.
Yeah. Well, and all those varied experiences, it brings a lot back to the school, you know, because sometimes it's easy to kind of hang in one place and just say, well, this is the way it is. But when you can say, well, I was in these other 5 districts, they did it a little different. And so let's try something a little different. You know, having that background and those varied experiences makes a huge difference. And even traveling abroad, and I've been able to do that working at Tech, is eye-opening, you know, because you hear about the things they're doing in other countries. But to see it firsthand and to have those conversations and to understand that, and then to be able to bring back the things that work, or to just be able to debate those differences, it's a big deal to have those experiences.
I think absolutely it is. And Cumberland County right now is at a great precipice. There's so many moving pieces, so many people who are coming to the county that they're making home. So our county is growing. It's growing in population by students and adults. So having different experiences to bring into a county that already has a solid foundation is a great opportunity. So I've been at different schools inside the county. I love being a patriot. Go Patriots, go North. So we get the opportunity now in Cumberland County to take advantage of all of those moving pieces. With so many people moving, we want to make the best decisions for children. Mm-hmm. When you get to travel and you get to work with other people, other leaders, you see their ideas. You know, when you come back to the United States and you're in Tennessee, you still have to make that educational experience, the American experience, the Tennessee experience for education. But you can certainly look at what other places are doing developmentally for children and support students in that way. Mm-hmm. So that's what we try to do at North Cumberland.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. It sounds like you're doing a good job with it based on some of the things we're going to get to in a minute and talk about. My question that I get, because it's my show, I get to ask everybody, favorite teacher growing up?
Absolutely, hands down, Sheila Morton, 8th grade, English Language Arts. We read The Scarlet Pimpernel.
Okay.
And it was a book that I was able to embrace. But what I loved most was how Mrs. Morton taught us about the history of the writer, the history of the book, the time period in which the book was written. And it really was more of a thematic study. So all of our teachers were involved in some way in our little novel study in our class. To this day, Sheila Morton is probably the reason I thought I might be able to be a teacher. I always wanted to be involved with students and advocate for youth, whether that be as a family court judge or a teacher. I wanted to make sure that something I did affected the lives of children so that other children maybe had the opportunities that I felt I had growing up. And I think she embraced that. She really made school an experience. I've gotten to see her as an adult. She lives in the same town where I grew up, where I can get to see my family. So being able to talk to her now as an adult and ask her questions is still as inspiring as it was when I was 13 years old being in her classroom.
Mm-hmm. And so what grade would that have been?
Eighth grade.
Okay. So eighth grade along the way. So you knew at that point that you wanted to be a teacher.
I knew mostly. At that point I wanted to inspire youth and children the way that Sheila Morton did. She had the highest expectations for us. She thought that every student in her class was going to be the best and then just fill in the blank. So when we left her room, we believed in ourselves. We were allowed to experience through field trips, experiential learning, all of the careers that we could possibly embrace. And she believed that we could truly do any one of those. But she also was very pragmatic and very realistic about, here's the expectations for those careers. Here's what your responsibilities are if this is the life you want. So I think those two things combined is what really made her so inspiring. She loved us dearly, but she made sure that we were responsible for our own learning. And my own learning experience was the best.
And to me, that's you obviously have carried some of those things forward with you. This long span, these, you know, many years later, carried that with you. And that's, I hear the story over and over. I mean, that's what I love. That's why I asked the question, because everybody that sits in the chair and we talk through, they have that teacher or sometimes the people will say, I can't have one teacher. I have five or four. I need to talk about all of them. And that's fine too. You know, we'll talk through that part. So at what point did you, because Noah and I've had talked to some directors and principals, none of them, when they decided they wanted to be a teacher, thought, I also want to be a principal. How did you kind of get to that point? Was it just a matter of convenience, or were you like, I'm going to get my degree and I'm going to jump into that role?
So my husband traveled a lot with his career, and I was very content in the best place at that time for me, being a 7th grade language arts teacher in Washington County, Tennessee. Worked with 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th grade in Washington County. And when my daughter decided that She was going to have her high school career and then go to college. At that time, I really felt like as she was spreading her wings, I would spread my wings as well. So in each step of my career, whether it was inside the classroom or it was as an instructional coach district-wide, I really believe that there were leadership skills all the way along. And I always wanted to mentor, help younger people, be a part of our profession in education. We have a choice in what we do. And it might sound a little harsh, but the reality is if you don't like your career or your job, you don't have to stay in that place. And someone can help you find a different career. But for me, I really wanted people to stay in our career. I wanted professional educators to be a part of that world. So I think I was always a leader in every position that I had. So once we got to a certain place in our own lives, I wanted to take the next step to really cast a wider net so that the influence that we have could just stretch a little bit beyond the classroom. So when you're in the classroom, you have 30 to 90 to 180 people. Mm-hmm. But then when you reach out and you are a principal, now you have 500 to 1,000 people or 2,000 people. When you become a superintendent, you have a whole district. So it's casting that net wider to try and embrace and encourage as many children as you can.
Mm-hmm. And we see that track, with classroom teachers. Typically, if they do make that move out, it's for that reason. Just because there's an opportunity to have a wider realm of influence, to have more people that you can help along the way. It's not just moving to move. It's typically, I could make a difference in that instructional coach position with all the teachers in the school and influence over all the kids, so it makes a difference. All right. Well, we're going to take a short break and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the school.
Fantastic. Thanks.
Welcome back to Local Matters. I'm your host, Jeremy Wendt, today talking with Mary Jane Allen, principal of North Cumberland Elementary School, even though I'm going to use that word elementary lightly since it's a pre-K through eighth grade. So we were talking a little bit about how you got to be a principal, and I do want to talk about the school, but tell me a little bit about the day in the life of a principal. What does that look like? I mean, I'm sure you're excited to sit down for a minute because I'm sure you don't get to do that very often. But as an outsider, as a listener who just thinks you're, chasing the kids around and answering emails all day, what does the typical day look like?
So the typical day of a very busy principal, it starts early. It starts much earlier than we're at school. So a couple hours before 7 o'clock, we correspond with teachers via text or via email, responding to their needs. So not outgoing from us, but certainly incoming, seeing how we can help teachers with any concerns they have for the day until we arrive at school, 7 o'clock in the morning. There's cafeteria duty. If you're in my building, you will find my assistant principal, myself, teachers with a broom, helping custodians, doing what we can to set up the best environment for our students that are coming in that day. Answering lots of different questions, because teachers have their own responsibilities, just like we have responsibilities. So helping teachers make sure that day is the best for every student that is in their class. There's lots of meetings. There are lots of meetings with parents, with teachers. There are professional learning community meetings. There's data team meetings. There are grade level meetings. There are meetings maybe with other personnel or our bosses who are outside of our school building. But a big part of our day is really instructional practice. So when we're thinking about the big things that happen in a school, one is really creating a climate that is a wonderful place to be, a positive school climate. And the other focus really is instructional practice. So throughout the day, we're working with teachers on popping into classrooms, seeing if we can answer curriculum questions, observing, taking feedback from teachers of what's going well, and then providing feedback to teachers later about instructional practice as well. making sure that we're visible everywhere in the school. Students want to see their principals and their teachers. They want to be welcomed. So we greet as many students as we can. As students for K-2 come into their little area and then 3-8 come into their area so that we can say hello. Middle school students still want you to be there. They might smile only if they're alone, mm-hmm. not when they're in a group, but they really want to know that you care, that they're there. And we generally do. At North Cumberland, we want all of our Patriots to have the best possible day. So that means visibility. So for me, the best place for me as a principal is not really to be in my office. That quiet time in an office to answer emails and go through paperwork is really after children have left the building. So 3:30 is when a big part of that day starts. 3:30 till 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, whatever that may be. But that's a quiet space in which to think and examine schedules and possible steps for the next day, planning, figuring out what ahead, five steps ahead, needs to look like. So as we're winding down the year right now, these are busy weeks. Every mm-hmm. day is an exciting day for students. It's field day or mm-hmm. water day or an epic field trip or an academic field trip. We have lots of visitors in the building. We have lots of special food and treats, and our volunteers are amazing. Our PTO is fantastic. So there's a lot of moving pieces at the end of the year. But right now, in those quiet moments, I'm thinking about what is happening in August. Do we have a really good plan for our master schedule for August? Are teachers going to have enough time for planning? Have we really thought through all of the feedback that teachers have given us in surveys? So that's in that quiet space. The daytime is really busy. It is really being with students, being available for teachers, and making sure that that remains our focus. On my wall in my office, I've written multiple times, if it's not about students, then it's not about students. So before we come in and have a chat with Mrs. Allen or we want a bigger conversation, that needs to be our lens. Is this conversation effective for students? Because if it's not, is it a conversation that needs to take place in this space? And our teachers really respond to that, and they're very positive and engaged with the student population. So in the life of a principal, it starts out a little wide-eyed. I need a lot of coffee to get going in the morning, and it ends really late, and it is the best day.
Yeah, which, by the way, we were in an Overton County school just on Tuesday, and one of their programs, one of their student groups, they make and sell coffee, just by the way. So I don't know if you have that at your school, but it may be something to think about.
I think that there should be a coffee bar in our cafeteria for sure. Now, I will big shout out to Ms. Goss and our Fuel Up leadership team. They do Moo Brew, which is non-caffeinated, but they make sure that they have an opportunity to show teachers their appreciation. And every 9 weeks, they get together and they make sure that they deliver to teachers, say thank you, and give us a little moo brew. Yeah. So we appreciate our cafeteria and we appreciate Ms. Goss.
Yeah, and that's always, I think that there are a handful of those people that hold the building together. I mean, just the students being able to get a good meal, to get something they like, to see some more smiling faces, you know, during the day is huge. And I know that you're talking about all these moving parts. Sometimes outsiders, you know, who are just dropping kids off and heading on to work, don't realize the number of people that are behind the scenes. I mean, you've got your teacher, you got, you know, teaching the third grade class, but you've got a teacher's aide, you've got sometimes a math instructional coach, sometimes a literacy instructional coach, sometimes a STEM teacher. There are all these other support roles that of course you're having to supervise and organize, and the counselors are coming in, and you know, there's so many moving parts. To me, it's amazing that, you know, keeping all that aligned and organized and moving seamlessly so that on the front end you don't really realize it.
Yeah, it's supposed to look seamless. I'm not sure in the background it feels seamless, but it is supposed to look seamless. And I think one of the most important things about all of the people that are the moving pieces in any kind of work element, particularly a school, is that all of the jobs have the same degree of importance. They're just different roles. But without any one of those roles inside a building, a school facility that is focused on students can't really perform the way it needs to. So you need everyone in your cafeteria. You need all of your custodians. You need your K through 2 teachers. You need 3 through 5 teachers. You need 6 through 8 teachers. You need all of the teachers who have special content area expertise. If you're really going to be able to move with clubs and have opportunities for students that are beyond a regular classroom instruction, you need basketball coaches and volleyball coaches. And you need a lot of volunteers that are willing family people to come in, spend time with your students. We always say that our secretary runs the school. You need a smiling, friendly face to welcome families into your building who has great knowledge about what's happening in your building every day. So every person in that school has an important role, and it takes all of the hands and feet to make that work really well.
Mm-hmm. And without any of those roles, it doesn't function as well. The experience is not the same for the kids. And ultimately, at the end of the day, that's what we're all there for. You know, you're there to have that impact and to keep those kids moving forward and to organize all that chaos. I mean, I think organized chaos is probably one of the best ways to summarize an elementary, and then having the elementary all the way up into the middle school certainly is the best way to summarize it in my mind. So, all right, well, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit about some of the fun things going on at your school.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Local Matters. I'm your host, Talkin' Education, with Mary Jane Allen, Miss Allen, principal, North Cumberland Elementary School. So we've talked through lots of different things, your background, talked through some of the moving parts of the schools. Part of the reason you got on our radar was the awards, all the fun stuff going on. So the Purple Star Award, I had to Google it. I should have been familiar with it. I have not been in a school that has had that award. So tell me a little bit about that and what that looks like.
Sure. So Purple Star School is a designated award. It goes to schools who demonstrate a commitment to supporting military-connected students and their families. So if you are in a school that is a Purple Star School, that is a form that you have to fill out, and you have to demonstrate how you are serving children who are in military-connected families. So it may be students whose parents are currently deployed, parents who have had to move multiple times because of their occupation and their job and their career inside a military life. So we're wanting to support those students. So these schools that earn a Purple Star Award are recognized because they understand the unique challenges and needs of military families, particularly those experiencing frequent changes due to military service. This is incredibly important in elementary school, as students are very young and making connections. Each place they go, if children have to move, is being reestablished continually. One of the things that strengthens children and makes children resilient is dependability, stability, and continuity. If a child doesn't experience that, then there is a part of their work that it changes. And so what we want to make sure we provide as a Purple Star School is that when you're at North Cumberland, we recognize all children have differences. Their families are different. Their learning is different. So this is just one section of our population. But these are unique experiences for children. So I come from a military background. My dad was in the military. My daughter is in the military. Shout out to Megan Allen. She is a SWO officer, now stationed in Norfolk. She just came back from Japan after 3 years. My husband and I are blue and gold officers for the Naval Academy in Annapolis, where she graduated. And coming from that background and seeing the experience that she has now and being in education all of these years, what we see is children's patterns change. They have to go from school to school. So an average military child will be in 6 different schools in a very short span of time. So what we want to do for little people, so children who are in pre-K through 8 schools, we want to establish continuity for them. So wherever children go, we want to make sure that they are recognized for their family's service, because it's not just the person who's deployed that's serving, it is their whole family family unit. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that we recognize those children and that their experience is very different because they are going from school to school. That helps them stay connected. So if they're at my school and we focus on children who have a military family or connected military affiliated families, and they go to another school and that school also is a Purple Star school, we're reaching out to those children, whichever school they're at. As you go from military life and then your children go into high school, being a Purple Star school, as another one of our schools are in Cumberland County, Stone Memorial High School, and as we were at CCHS as well, when those students are in school, their classes that they take are very different. So if you're stationed in Guam, you might take Global International Studies as your history class. Mm-hmm. But when you come back to America and you're in 11th or 12th grade, what your parents might find out is that you missed U.S. history. So that is part of our requirements for the state of Tennessee. If you don't have that, you don't graduate. Mm-hmm. So being a part of what is called the MIC Compact, which Tennessee is a part of that compact, as are all the other states in the United States, that student then can advocate for themselves and say, I didn't have the opportunity to take this class. I don't want to spend another year in high school, but I took this class. So we review transcripts differently as well. And that student then is not left behind simply because their parents were willing to serve as someone in the military. So if you're not aware of that particular program, it's really important as a military family that we share that awareness and that you're supported by that. I'm very proud that Cumberland County Schools recognizes the importance of service, whether that be in the military or in other walks of life as well. So in a military-affiliated family, your parents might be deployed. They might be someone who is now a veteran who has come back to the United States. As little young children at North Cumberland, we celebrate a day for all of our students. This year, I think it was April 13th. So the month of May is the month of the military child. So the color is purple. And it's purple because if you put all of those paint colors of all the different services together, you come up with purple. So on that day, we focus on those students. We have special reading in our library. We have clubs that reach out. We all get a purple cupcake. We have special people that come and present awards. What a wonderful speaker at our veterans program, Jeremy Ordway, who is a veteran himself and one of our parents at North Cumberland. We're very proud of him that he participates with us in making sure that children feel safe and protected, and that they're connected, that just because they change schools, just because their life is a little different, that they can still be connected and they can still have their own influence. And then when they go to high school, they're also protected by the travel and their service their parents do. The Purple Star Award is one of those awards that is most meaningful to me as a principal, but really it's meaningful as well because we have so many teachers that wanted to be a part of experiencing that and making sure that we shouted out to our students and families and said, we really appreciate you being here. How can we support you? So we have other teachers, Christina Jones, Marissa Rosser, who's a teaching assistant, and Christina Page, who are all military families. Some of those people served themselves, like Miss Page and Miss Jones. Miss Rosser is a military spouse. And then, of course, myself as a blue and gold officer. And those are liaisons. So you can go to our website and you can look up military resources. You'll see those smiling, friendly faces at our school. Students are like, hey, that's my teacher. Wow, my teacher was in the Army. That's the coolest thing ever. So that's how students feel about that. But professionally speaking, that compact protects our families. And the Purple Star Award is a shout out for providing experiences for those students, programs and events that are specifically for students. Most commonly, people think about Veterans Day being a program that we're very proud of in the United States. That's wonderful, but we don't want to only celebrate in November. So we also had field trips that were history trips so that our students could really understand why it's important to serve and how we want to honor those students. So we're really proud of being a Purple Star school, and we're really grateful to Cumberland County Schools for promoting the opportunities to support all of our students.
Yeah. Wow. That's really cool. And see, like I said, I had no idea. I'm glad you've educated me that I understand it better. I have a friend who left when we graduated from Tech. He left and went into the Navy, it's been over 20 years. So
go Navy,
he retired.
Beat Army.
No, he retired. And so he's retired now. And he's actually worked in the school system. But his three kids, you know, over those years, we would talk. My children are here. They've been in Putnam County school system the whole time. But we would talk about their children, you know, his three boys and what the different schools and the different experiences and you know, seeing all those things, knowing that there are schools out that will focus in on supporting the well-being and, you know, and just supporting, you know, in addition, makes me feel better, you know, that even the program even exists conceptually is it's exciting for me to know that, because I know that it can be difficult. I mean, I can't imagine being in that many. I think the excitement would wear off pretty quickly after the third or fourth or fifth move to me. But to have that consistency and that support in the school, that's exciting. Congratulations on that achievement. That is a big deal. But that's not the only thing that you have going on. So you mentioned that you're being designated, or you've just been received your designation as a STEAM school from TSIN, the Tennessee STEM Innovation Network, if I remember correctly. We have some work with that at Tech. We sometimes host some of the schools and the people at the STEM Center, so we have some people involved with that. So tell me a little bit about that process and what you plan to do with that designation, because I know you're excited about it. I'm sure the students and the teachers are excited about it too.
We are excited about that opportunity at North Cumberland. So when I had come to North Cumberland as principal, the previous principal had set a really solid foundation for a pathway for students to excel. And that pathway was through STEAM or STEM education, STEAM including the fine arts. Mm-hmm. So that foundation was already there. And when you look at pathways for students to be successful, there's multiple different pathways to really focusing on academics and helping our students really be successful and celebrating all of the different talents that students have. So that foundation was set. And when we looked at pathways, when I became a principal there, I really wanted to honor the work that Mr. Furman had began at North Cumberland. And once I was getting to know our student population, I really believe that the STEAM pathway was one that was purposeful for our students, our patriots at North Cumberland. So we decided that this was going to be our academic pathway. We have three items that we talk about at North Cumberland: academics through STEAM, character building through EPIC, and creating memories. That's what should be happening at schools, and really nothing else. That's really what we should be doing. So our pathway for STEAM began, and we started examining where were we participating well. So K through 8 students all participate in project-based learning, place-based learning that is geared from our teachers. So everybody is a STEAM teacher. It doesn't matter what you teach at North Cumberland. So we've recently been designated a STEAM school. We're one of two schools now in Cumberland County. We're really excited about that. We were able to present most recently our school, North Cumberland, at TSIN. So we're grateful to be a part of presenting in our state. We participate with a huge number of partners in Cumberland County and beyond. Big shout out to the community partners for North Cumberland. They're the reason we're able to do what we can do. And we have a lot of extended opportunities, like at the Oakley STEM Center at Tennessee Tech. So shout out to Carlos. He's our liaison there. We're super excited about where STEAM is going to take us next as AI becomes a big part of our learning. So we're really proud of that. We'll let you know what that looks like the next time you and I get to talk.
Yeah, we need to certainly talk more about it, because I didn't even get through my questions. I want to know more, and excited about what you're doing at North Cumberland. I appreciate you coming out and chatting with me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.